Well, colleagues, good morning. It's my very great honour and pleasure, excellencies, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, my very great pleasure to address you in my capacity as the chair of the 47th session of the Joint Advisory Group meeting, and this is held for the next 2 days. It's a great honour for me also to be in the presence of Mr. Roberto Azevedo, the Director General of the World Trade Organization, Ms. Arantxa Gonzalez, the Executive Director of ITC, and Dr. Mukisa Kitui, the Secretary General of UNCTAD. And as we all know, these three organizations form the mainstay of global economic development as we consider it today. I'd also like to pay tribute to my colleagues in the UN and WTO ambassadors and to all trade and development partners who are attending this conference. And in addition, I'd also like to pay a special thanks to all partners who've contributed to the ITC financially, in kind, and for their active engagement and support to deliver trade impact for good. And for those of you who were able to come to the 50th birthday celebrations yesterday evening, I'm sure you'll agree that ITC has done the most remarkable work sponsored by WTO and UNCTAD throughout its 50-year history. Excellencies, distinguished participants, since the last JAG meeting, ITC has continued to execute its responsibility and deliver results to a high standard based on the priorities set out in the 2012 to 2015 strategic plan. And as we celebrate the 50th anniversary, and as we review its achievements in the last 5 decades, we can see that the ITC continues to be a crucial element in the global aid for trade architecture. The Centre's work clearly aligns with the Millennium Development Goals, and its focus on helping small and medium enterprises, trade support institutions, and governments in the least developed countries and Africa is a real harbinger of good for the future. There are numerous examples showing the important role of ITC in delivering aid for trade, and the ITC achievements have been highlighted in the ITC Annual Report 2013, and in the book launched yesterday, 50 Years of Unlocking SME Competitiveness, Lessons for the Future, which I think is still available outside this room. There are a couple of examples I'd like to share with you today. Firstly, work with COMESA on regional competitiveness and export promotion. This resulted in SMEs gaining over $5 million worth of new export orders with another $4.3 million under negotiations. Over 15,850 individuals have benefited from trade capacity building, and 665 enterprises have been linked with potential merchandisers and transacted business due to ITC technical assistance. Over 140 trade support institutions have improved their services to SMEs and enhanced their management capacity. And there are many more really good examples, from boosting the value of groundnut exports in the Gambia, improving the competitiveness of coffee growers in Uganda, targeting poverty reduction in Kenya, and through the ITC Ethical Fashion and Trade Program, which helped thousands of beneficiaries get linked to the global value chain of the fashion industry, resulting in 75% of these beneficiaries improving their savings and increasing their monthly earnings by over 23%. And if I can just put in a plug here for the Ethical Fashion Show, which will be taking place tomorrow in the WTO building, and I'm sure that everybody will really look forward to it. So the future for ITC looks very bright, and like all important endeavours, there are challenges and opportunities, some of which have been highlighted in the recently published evaluation report, and this covers the last 6 years. As outgoing chair of the Joint Advisory Group, but also in my capacity as the UK ambassador, I am more than confident that with the executive director and the expertise present in ITC, the challenges are surmountable, and by this time next year, we will indeed see that most of them have been overcome. Excellencies, distinguished participants, I've thoroughly enjoyed being chair of the JAG and supporting and advocating for ITC for the past 12 months. I think it's one of the most rewarding things I've done in Geneva. It's a results-based organization. It really focuses on delivery, and it is without exception a truly enriching experience personally to have been part of a global organization that's helped and will continue to help hundreds of thousands of businesses, communities, and individuals in developing countries to benefit from free trade and hence to improve their quality of life. For my part, I'll continue to be an active supporter of the ITC's work, and I look forward to seeing how this impressive international agency contributes to and helps implement the goals that we will all agree as part of the post-2015 development agenda, and that ITC will continue to deliver for businesses, particularly in the least developed countries and throughout Africa. I would like now, if I may, ladies and gentlemen, to call upon the incoming chairperson, Her Excellency Ms. Mariam Saleh, Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Malaysia to the WTO, to take up her position as chair of the 48th Joint Advisory Group. Ambassador?